This week is another reminder that the boundary of ops keeps expanding. Sometimes the incident trigger isn't a bad deploy. It's physical disruption in a cloud region. Sometimes it isn't your app. It's your GitOps control plane getting stuck. Sometimes it isn't a vuln in prod. It's your CI getting actively hunted. And sometimes it's your company saying AI remake while expecting the same reliability with fewer humans. All right, let's get into it. Hey, I'm Brian Teller. I work in DevOps and SRE, and I run Teller's Tech. This is Ship It Weekly, where I filter the noise and focus on what actually changes how we run infrastructure and own reliability. Show notes and links are on shipitweekly.fm. If the show's been useful, follow it wherever you listen. Also, ratings help way more than they should. Six main stories today, then the lightning round, and then the human closer. Story one is AWS flagging issues in Bahrain and the UAE data centers amid Iran strikes, and what this means for regional resilience. Story two is Argo CD to Flux and the specific Argo CD failure mode that makes GitOps feel like a pager generator. Story three is HackerBot Claw, an automated campaign exploiting GitHub Actions and Trivi getting hit as part of it. Story 4 is RoguePilot, a GitHub Codespaces Copilot attack chain. It's basically prompt ejection meets real credentials. Story 5 is Block cutting 4,000 jobs, framed as an AI remake, and why that's an ops execution story. Story 6 is Anthropic pushing frontier cybersecurity capabilities for defenders, and what that means when these tools move from scan to suggest fixes. Then the lightning round, then the human closer. All right, story 1. So Reuters reported AWS flagged power and connectivity issues tied to incidents at facilities in the UAE and Bahrain amid the regional conflict. The practical takeaway is simple. Multi-AZ is not multi-region, and cloud outages now include physical risk. If the region is degraded for hours or days, the question becomes, can you operate elsewhere, and how fast can you decide? A lot of teams say we're highly available, and what they really mean is we can lose an AZ. That's great, you should do that, but it's not the same as losing an entire region's capacity, networking, or connectivity to the outside world. This is where a DR plan stops being a diagram and becomes a decision tree. Here's how this bites real orgs. Your apps might technically still run, but your dependencies don't. Payments provider timeouts, queue backlogs, outbound traffic gets weird, latency goes from fine to unusable. And suddenly, you are in the ugly space where nothing is fully down, but everything is failing. That's also where people make the wrong call. They wait too long because it's partially working. Then failover gets harder because data divergence grows and backlogs pile up. Do this Monday. Pick one region you rely on heavily and run this thought experiment. Assume it's impaired for 48 hours. Who makes the failover call? Not we would, a name or a role. And what signals trigger it? Error rate? Latency? Provider status? Customer impact? What's the DNS plan? Do you use weighted routing? Failover routing? Manual cutover? How long does it take? What's the rollback plan? What's the data plan? Not the app plan. If your database is regional, your app is regional. If your queue is regional, your app is regional. If your identity system is regional, your app is regional. Have you tested this in the last year? Even a tabletop, even a low-risk exercise. Anything besides we totally could if we had to. If you are in edge regions or high-risk geos, you don't get to pretend this is theoretical. Next up, story two. Story 2 is GitOps pain. There's a great write-up on migrating from Argo CD to Flux, and the best part is the section literally titled, "The Problem with Argo CD." The complaint is a specific failure mode, a sync fails. Argo CD marks the app sync failed, and then it can get stuck retrying the failed state instead of progressing to the newer commit that fixes it. The CRD ordering example is the one everyone runs into at least once. You push a commit that creates a custom resource. The CRD isn't there yet, so sync fails. You push a new commit, adding the CRD. And Argo CD can keep banging its head against the old failed commit. This is the moment where GitOps stops feeling like declarative desired state and starts feeling like a controller stuck in a loop that needs a human rescue. The fastest way to hate GitOps is getting paged by GitOps. And here's the thing, Argo CD is good. Lots of teams run it successfully, but the operational foot guns are real. And if you haven't been burned yet, you will be. GitOps tools are control planes. When the control plane is wrong, it's not one service down. It's your deployment mechanism becoming the incident. So what do you actually do with this story if you're not migrating to Flux tomorrow? Do this Monday. If you run Argo CD, make sure you have a runbook for sync failed and won't progress. What do you do when it's stuck on a bad desired state? What's the break glass path that doesn't involve turning off all automation? How do you handle CRDs and ordering safely? Do you use sync waves? Do you split CRDs into a separate app? Do you pre-install them? Whatever your pattern is, write it down and standardize it. And make sure the on-call knows the recovery moves. Manual sync, refresh, hard refresh, prune behavior, deleting resources, recreating app. The mechanics matter when you're under pressure. Now on the Flux side, if you are considering Flux, don't migrate your fleet first. Pick one low-risk service. Run it side by side. Learn the failure modes. Don't make this a religious war. Make it an operational decision. All right, story three. This story is spicy in the way ops teams should care about. Step Security documented an automated campaign they call HackerBot Claw. It targeted GitHub Actions workflows across major repos, remote code execution in several targets, and token theft, including a token with write permissions. Then Trivi maintainers posted their own incident report saying Trivi was attacked via GitHub Actions as part of the same campaign. And they believe the vulnerability came from a specific workflow which they fixed. This is the your pipeline is production story. Attackers are not waiting for your app to have a bug. They are going after the thing that can publish artifacts, ship releases, and mint trust. CI is basically a skeleton key that we keep leaving under the doormat. The real reason this matters for DevOps is that CI feels internal, but it's usually triggered by public inputs, PR titles, PR descriptions, issues, forks, external contributors, and if any of that can reach privileged execution, you have an internet-facing execution engine with credentials. Do this Monday. Open your workflows and look for common foot guns. Are you using pull request target? If yes, do you fully understand which code runs and what permissions it has? Are actions pinned to commit SHAs? Or are you trusting tags? Tags move, SHAs don't. Is GitHub token overprivileged? Set default permissions to read-only and explicitly grant what you need per job. Are secrets accessible in context influenced by untrusted PRs? If untrusted code can run in jobs with secrets, assume those secrets are compromised eventually. Bonus hardening that actually helps. Use OIDC to cloud providers instead of long-lived cloud keys. Use environments with required reviewers for deploy jobs. Separate untrusted test pipeline from trusted publish deploy pipeline. If you do only one thing this week, stop untrusted events from running privileged steps. Okay, story four. This one is a perfect bridge between agents are real and credentials are real. Rogue Pilot is an attack chain where a malicious GitHub issue can embed instructions that get processed when a developer launches a code space from that issue. It's basically passive prompt injection. The attacker's content is the prompt. The scary part isn't the model said something weird. The scary part is the model can end up operating in an environment that has real access, like a GitHub token, and the attacker's instructions can steer what it does. In the worst case, it becomes token exfiltration and repo takeover outcomes. This is exactly why agent boundaries are not optional. Untrusted text exists everywhere. Issues, PRs, readmes, docs. If an agent reads it and then can run commands, you need real trust boundaries. Anything that reads issues is reading untrusted input, period. Do this Monday. If your org uses Codespaces, Copilot-style agents, or anything that can act, treat repo content as untrusted input. Separate read context from act context. Don't let the same agent both ingest and execute without gates. Use least privileged tokens in dev environments. A developer workspace should not have a token that can publish releases or modify workflows. If you rely on external issues and PRs, tighten who can trigger what. And make sure you have logging that captures tool actions, not just chat. This story will keep repeating across tools. It's a category, not a one-off. All right, story five. So Block. If you are not familiar, Block is the fintech company run by Jack Dorsey. If the name sounds familiar, it's because he's also the co-founder of Twitter and one of the more influential figures in modern tech platforms. Block used to be called Square. It's the company behind things like Square Payments, Cash App, and a bunch of fintech infrastructure that powers small businesses and consumer payments. So this isn't some random startup making headlines. This is a large public tech company run by someone who's been through multiple platform shifts already. And now they're talking about what they're calling an AI remake. Block is cutting around 4,000 jobs. This is not just an HR story for ops teams. It's an execution story. Because the pattern we're going to see everywhere is fewer humans, higher output volume, same reliability expectations. If AI increases code output, your safety net has to scale too. That safety net is not hero engineers. It's guardrails, ownership, and systems that absorb change without constant babysitting. Small teams move fast, only works if your brakes work. Here's the practical ops angle. When teams shrink, you lose redundancy. On-call rotations get thinner. Specialists disappear. And then an incident hits, and the blast radius of "we lost that context" is massive. So if leadership is pushing AI productivity, the immediate question is, what are we doing to preserve safety? Do this Monday. If your org is in AI productivity mode, is your main protected with required checks that are actually required? Are releases gated in a way that matches risk? Do you have a real rollback muscle? Is ownership clear when output volume increases? Also, watch the human metrics: on-call load, mean time to restore, number of pages per week. If those go up while headcount goes down, your system is signaling that the brakes are failing. One more main story before the lightning round. Anthropic announced Claude Code security in limited research preview. The pitch is scan codebases for vulnerabilities and suggest targeted patches for human review. This is the direction the industry is moving. Security work becomes part of the normal coding loop. And if it works well, it can reduce backlog and reduce time to fix. But the operational lesson is the same as every agentic tool. Suggestion mode is safe. Autonomous change is where you need boundaries. If it can open PRs, it needs the same rules as a human. So do this Monday. If you are adopting AI security tooling, start with suggestion mode. No auto merge. Require human approval for changes. Keep audit trails of tool actions, not just a chat transcript. Also, measure it like a real tool. How many findings were real? How many were noise? Did it actually reduce time to fix? Did it introduce risky changes? Treat it like CI, scoped access, clear ownership, and guardrails that prevent fixing by breaking things. All right, time for the lightning round. Kick me. two quick bigger-than-they-look stories. DeepSeek reportedly withheld early access to a new model from U.S. chipmakers while giving Chinese firms early access. AI supply chains are geopolitical now, and that impacts what you can run where and what best model even means. Vercel wrote a great post on security boundaries in agentic architectures. The core point? Most agents run code with access to secrets and without explicit boundaries that become an incident generator. Two CVE hits that are very DevOps SRE relevant. CISA added VMware Aria operations, CVE 2026-22719, to the KEV catalog, meaning active exploitation. If you run Aria Ops, treat that as patch now. And CVE 2026-27825 and 27826 in MCP Atlassian is nasty because it lives at the agent tooling layer. SSRF to RCE style chain. Exactly why agent tool chains need the same rigor as any other production system. And one more quick hit. Claude Cowork Scheduled Tasks is the agents in boring workflows story. Recurring automation is where little mistakes turn into big messes. So you want approvals, scope limits, and audit ability. All right, human closer. Quick credit where it's due. If this episode feels like everything is a control plane now, that's not just my opinion. Uwe Friedrichsen has been writing about the ironies of automation for a while, and we used that framing in a prior Ship It Weekly episode too. The idea is simple. Automation doesn't remove responsibility, it concentrates it. And as systems get faster, human oversight doesn't magically speed up. You can see it across everything we've covered. Physical disruption in a region forces human decisions under pressure. GitOps getting stuck forces humans to rescue the control plane. CI being actively exploited is literally attack the automation. Org changes, framed as AI remake, increase output and reduce humans, which makes guardrails the safety net. And AI security tooling is only a win if boundaries and approvals stay intact. So the takeaway is boring, but it's the job. Guardrails are product work. You either build breaks or you build faster incidents. All right, that's it for this week of Ship It Weekly. AWS issues in Bahrain and the UAE. Argo CD pain and why Flux keeps coming up. GitHub Actions being actively hunted and Trivy getting hit. Rogue Pilot and Prompt Injection meet real credentials. Block's AI-driven layoffs as an execution risk story. And Anthropic pushing AI security tooling deeper into the dev workflow. Links and show notes are on shipitweekly.fm. If this episode was useful, hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen. And share it with an ops friend who's living in CI, GitOps, or AI everywhere right now. I'm Brian, and I'll see you next week.